into my spirit, into my inner man. Faith is coming because I am hearing the word of God. Father, let the entrance of your word give understanding and enlightenment, even as your word is delivered this morning, in Jesus' name. You're welcome to church, brethren. We're taking this lesson reading from Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. Genesis 3, 8 to 9. The word of the Lord read thus, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord." Hallelujah. "From the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Amen. In verse 9, "And Jehovah God called unto the man and said unto him, where art thou?" Amen. In some modern version, it says, "Where are you?" And that is where we're picking our topic from. Adam was asked this question in the Garden of Eden. Amen. He was asked that question because God always comes from time to time to have fellowship with him. When it was now time to have fellowship with him, then God was calling out for Adam. "Adam, where are you?" Hallelujah. "Adam, where are you?" The same question, believe it or not, was also asked in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. Except that in the Garden of Eden, it was God asking that question in Genesis, in the Old Testament. In the New Testament now, the wise men now say, "Where is the new king, newborn king of the Jew? We saw his stars as it rose, and we have come to worship him." Only the wise seek God. In the modern version, it says, "Where is he?" Hallelujah. The Lord is asking this question as we are coming to the end of this year. God is asking you, do self-assessment. Where are you? Hallelujah. If you can identify where you are, you will have an advantage over principalities and powers of darkness. Glory be to the Lord. Now, at least we know from our understanding of time that if I should call you now and I'm coming to your house, the first question you're going to ask me, where are you? If I don't know where I am, then it's a challenge for you to be able to help me. Another question that people often will ask, if you ask questions by the junction and said, "Sir, I need your help." The question is, where are you going? Hallelujah. Where are you? And where are you going? These questions are relevant for believers, particularly at this end time, particularly at this redemption week. We call this redemption week. Christ was given to man as a gift of God. Hallelujah. And as many that received him, he gave them power, authority, to become the sons of God. Glory be to the Lord. The question I'm asking you this morning from the Lord Almighty is, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? What is the spiritual condition of where you are right now? What is the spiritual condition of where you are right now? What is your circumstances? Now, you may say, "Well, let me assess myself from the perspective of a worker." Okay. Where are you as a worker? Where are you as a child of God? Where are you as husband? Where are you as a wife? Where exactly are you? And where are you heading? Do you know where you are? God, who created and who sustained you, ask you this question. We have thanked the Lord. We thank God for our beginning. We thank God for all we have been through. We thank God for the tears that we cannot even, when people ask, "What is wrong with you?" Tears drops and we cannot even say what that tear is all about. That same God that know you before you were formed, hallelujah, is asking the question, where are you? Glory be to the Lord. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, let us read that Genesis again. Glory be to the Lord. That Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27 says, then God said, let us make man. Let us make human beings. Hallelujah. I wish we have New King James, but let's stay with that. Let us make man in our own image. All right? To be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that are squirrel along the ground. Verse 27. So God created human beings like you and I in his own image. In the image of God, he created us, both male and female. God Almighty created us. He created us for a single purpose, that we might have fellowship with him. So, the God that knows all things, knew before you were formed in your mother's womb, after you were formed, the omnipresent, omniscience, omnipotent, the God that is everywhere at the same time, in the book of Genesis, now asks this potent question. Adam, where are you? Is it because God cannot find Adams? Can anyone hide from God? The answer is no. Nobody can hide from God. Hallelujah. So God asks that question. The one who sustains you. The one that cares for you. The one who watches over you. Amen? Ask, where are you? Are you still where he put you? Remember, where God placed Adam and Eve. God was asking them, where are you? Because in the cool of the day, it comes from time to time for fellowship. Only this time around, they noticed it was coming and they were hiding. They were doing hide and seek with God. Do you notice, brethren? Many of us are just exactly the same way because we still have the same Adamic nature in us. We're like our forefather, Adams, doing hide and seek with God. God is asking, where are you? The God against whom we have sinned asks us the question, where are you? In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Let's look at Genesis 17. This is how sin enter into this very universe. Glory be to the Lord. Let's wait and read that. I say, but of the tree of knowledge, of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou shalt eat this, thou shalt surely die. Glory be to God. God is asking, where are you? Glory be to the Lord. Instruction was given. Specific instruction. Don't do this, you can do this. But you notice that the reason, the moment you don't feel like staying in the church, the moment you don't feel like listening to the word of God, the moment the word of God becomes boring to you, remember the question, where are you? Hallelujah. Where are you? Because at the end of the day, sin is a plague. And when it besieges any soul, it creates an unusual experience. The moment these people failed to follow the instruction of God, they now attempted to hide from him. What created it? Sin. And God is asking, where are you? Are you still in the light? What is the assessment of your temperature? Do you go for tune-up from time to time? Are you on God's side? Are you not on God's side? Are you with God? Are you not with God? Is God your father? Is he not your father? Have you adopted another father other than him? God is asking, where are you? Are you where he has placed you? Or have you moved from the location? So let's speak to the believers now. Hallelujah. The Lord Almighty has placed you well. Are you still where he has placed you? The year is coming to an end now, and we're going to the new year. Where are you? In the account of God, where are you? God is asking. Hallelujah. The God from whom you are hiding is asking that same question. Let us look at that Genesis chapter 3, verse 7 to 10. Tells us of the effort that Adam and Eve made to hide themselves from God. And the eyes of both of them opened. They know the good from the bad. After all, they have now PhD. After all, now they're well learned. They have studied. They have been certified. They're working now. They can do what they like. And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Thank God. At least I know where I got my clothes from. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord for a good reason. Hallelujah. Go on to 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam. This morning, I pray that God will call unto you. Amen. Where art thou? The Lord calleth unto you. Where art thou? Where art thou? Let's go to 10. Hallelujah. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. Is this the first time Adam will hear the voice of God? This wasn't the first time God will visit with Adam. And when God comes, he comes with his entourage. When was the last time you will say you enjoy fellowship with God? Do you still have fellowship with him? God is asking, where are you? What about the moment we usually meet and sing together? What about the moment when we study the word of God and read the Bible from time to time consistently? What about the moment when you pray unto me and I say approved and you got the answer? I say, thank you, Jesus. Those days, you were never afraid to stand in the presence of God. Because they replied now and said, I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And God will be asking the same question. Who told you you were naked? Glory be to the Lord. That was what they said. They were afraid. Afraid to come to the church. Afraid to serve God. Afraid to have fellowship with him. Afraid to walk in his ways. The God from whom you are hiding is asking, where are you? As if God was blind. The God that can see into the invisible and do the impossible. The God that we think, at times we hide our nakedness from him and he knows us in and out. Even when we're doing the right thing, he knows. When we're doing the wrong thing, he knows. Even when we're about to do the wrong things, he's whispering to us, because when Jesus was leaving, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you without a cover. I will not leave you without an assistant. I will not leave you without hope. I will not leave you without encouragement. And constantly, he provided all of these things. Yet, we say we are afraid. So, we ran away from him. Doing like Jonah, who was asked to go to a particular location for the purpose of soul winning. And Jonah deemed it in his heart that if he should preach the good news, those people are likely to be converted. And he's so upset with them that God should just destroy them. And God is asking Jonah, where are you? And God saved Jonah from himself. Glory be to the Lord. God is asking us, where are you? You understand where you are? Then at least we can come and rescue you. As if God doesn't know where you are. God is aware of your current location. But acceptance of Jesus Christ comes with the contrite heart. Creating me a new heart, oh Lord. That contrite heart is very, very important. Renew the right spirit within me. Hallelujah. God is asking, where are you? I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been renewed. you have partake of the Holy Communion. You've taken that blood, you have drank it. Now you appear to be okay. And you step away. Everyone that stepped from the line of God, God will ask, where are you? The other day we were saying that the moment you are misaligned with God, the Lord will ask you, where are you? And the purpose is because of the love that he has towards us, that we might not perish. He will always ask. He said, nothing, no temptation that beset you, I will give you a way of escape. When that way of escape is coming, he's asking, where are you? Because I have an alternative, and it is the best one. So before you get lost, you better answer me, where are you exactly? Glory be God. And God can use human being to ask you, where are you? It's like saying, Sister Mary, where are you? Don't say, Pastor, mind your own business. Glory be to God. Where are you? I like that. God is using his lens. He can see you. His magnifying lens to find you. Where are you? Because he's never blind. He can see you clearly. Where are you? The God that you are hiding from is asking, where are you? Let's look at Proverbs. And then we'll come back to Psalm. Yeah, let's look at Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15 verse 3. Proverbs 15 verse 3. All over the world, you notice these days, people are trying to hide from God. But then the word of God says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Hallelujah. The God that knows your yesterday. The one that knows your today and your tomorrow. The eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding both the good and the bad. God is asking, where are you? Let's look at Jeremiah 23, verse 24. Isn't it because God so much loves us? Can you hide yourself? He said, can any hide himself in secret place that I cannot see him? Ask yourself, Andrew, you need to personalize this. You ask yourself, Andrew, can you hide yourself in your own secret place? That secret place that you love to visit, and it will not find you, says the Lord. Do not I feel heaven and earth, says the Lord. Don't I know the whole earth? I can see beyond what you believe I can see. God is posing this question into our heart, that indeed, no excuses. You cannot hide from God. The same God is asking you, where are you? Glory be to God. The God whom you must give account is asking you, where are you? Let us look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Hallelujah. The God whom you and I must give an account is asking you, where are you? And as it is appointed unto man, hallelujah, to do what? And what comes next? Judgment. It's asking you, where are you? Because you go to give an account. Everything you and I do on this earth, you will give an account. So as the year is wrapping up, please, brothers and sisters, let us realign back to him or with him. Let us look at Revelation 20, verse 11 to 13. And I saw a great white throne. You're going to give an account. And him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven flew away, and there was found no place for them. We're going to 13. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and a book was opened before them for a good reason, that they might give an account. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those books, which were written in the books, according to their works. The Lord will judge every work. And the sea gave up the dead, which were in it. And the dead and the hell delivered unto the dead, which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. God is asking you, where are you? He's asking you, the God whom you and I will give an account. So as this year is coming to an end, brothers and sisters, we're going to give an account. The God who loves and seek you, ask, where are you? Let's look at Genesis again, chapter 3, verse 9. And then you will hear in this particular passage the tenderness of God, the loving kindness of God. Say, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? This indicates compassion and love. So if the Lord is asking you a question, where are you? Peradventure you are still walking in your old nature. God is asking, where are you? Hallelujah. If things that you did in the past that made you to backslide to the extent that you were detained in an enclosure for a season, and you are being asked again, where are you? Are you still walking in the valley of the shadow of death? Are you still walking in the valley of the shadow of prison? God is asking you, where are you? There are certain things we must give up. If you love food too much, give it up, because that food might kill you. Praise the Lord. The Lord is asking you what? The question, where what? I hear that. Some say, where I am. Yes, that personalizes it. I like that. Glory be to the Lord. I must conclude. Maybe we'll continue this another time. Amen. Where are you? Are you in? Adam, are you in Christ? When you are in Adam, you are still in your old nature being judged by the law. Are you in Christ that grace might deliver you? Praise the Lord. Don't say, well, if I kill anyone, I give my ram, I give this. If I steal from anyone, I did this and did that. We must give up our old nature. God wants us on his side. If you are placed in a department, do your work. If you are in a secular job, do it to your best ability. In whatever position you find yourself, do it with all the strength the Lord has given to you. But do it faithfully. Righteousness is knowing the right thing and doing it. You know the right thing, then do it. You know the legal right thing, do it. Because when you look at the law, most of the law, even the written law, they're not against the will of God. Glory be to the Lord. Thou shalt not kill. Don't kill. The legal law, we say you kill, you will be killed. It's not perfect. Everything about the old law is not perfect. They're not perfect. Christ came to bring perfection to what was not perfect. And that Christ is asking us questions this morning. Where are you? Where are you? Are you in Christ? If you're not in Christ, realign back with him. You backslided, realign back with him. Stand in the presence of all of us and say, Father, I give myself back to you. I give back to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Saying, Father, I give myself back to you. I don't want to go back the same way again. I don't want to do what I used to do. Hallelujah. Many of us, we have prayed the sinner's prayers. If I put it in quote, glory be to God. Was this Psalm 51? When you read from verse 11, 12, I'm actually going to 13. Hallelujah. Then you will see, you say, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. God says, amen to that. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and unto me, and uphold me with thy free spirit. God says, amen. Then God is expecting something from you. And that is verse 13. He said, then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Lord, help me to do it. Just give me that contract. Give me that expansion in business. Multiply me and increase me graciously. Please back to that screen. And he say, and God says, oh, what's going on with evangelism? Didn't you say you will evangelize and sinners shall be converted unto God? He said, yes, Lord, I say that. And God is asking you, where are you? The moment you are failing in one, you are failing it all. Where are you? Many of us came from the mountainside. Special born again child of God. On fire for the Lord. Believe me, I love baked beans and egg also. With potato. In the morning, Sunday morning. Delicious. But when we were leaving our retreat ground, we can do away with this. We told God, cast me not away from thy presence. Just do it for me. Lord, I promise, I will teach transgressors your way. Then when we come here, we begin to eat potato, baked beans, egg. Our old nature of, oh, you know what I just snuffed now that I did that? That was the agege bread. You didn't expect me to mention that. You said what? Coffee. Oh, it's coffee now. Coffee is bloody now. Don't take it too much. Praise the Lord. So that is what we have met in our Goshen now. We pray for Goshen. Goshen should not kill us. We pray for safe haven. Safe haven should not kill us. We pray for prosperity. Prosperity should not kill us. We pray for comfort. Comfort should not kill us. We pray for peace. Peace should not kill us. We pray for joy. Joy should not kill us. And God is saying, where are you? For a good reason. He wants to embrace us. He wants us back to him. He wants us back. So as this year is coming to an end, in conclusion, abide in him. Stay with him. And when you do that, you know what begins to happen? This may be our subject another time. Then you're going to be hearing statement like this. Genesis 17 verse 9. And God said, it's what you're going to be hearing. When you do his bidding and you come closer to him, you're going to be hearing what? God said, thou shalt keep my commandment, I mean covenant. Therefore, thou and thy seed and thy generation. Let's read another version, 19. And he said, God said to Sarah. Now remember, the key word there is, and God said. You're going to be hearing, and God said. And God said, thy wife shall bear. That is, thy wife shall be fruitful. And God said, I will establish you. And God said, my everlasting covenant shall not depart from you. And God said, you will increase abundantly. And God said, my comfort of peace over you shall not diminish. And God said, I will protect you with my everlasting arms. That is what we're going to be hearing. Let us rise. Hallelujah. Let us rise. The I am that I am is with us. Now remember, when we say Jesus is the same yesterday, it means he's the only one that can go to our past tense. The same yesterday, Jesus can visit our yesterday. You have no business with yesterday. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, if you want me to agree with you in prayer, or us to agree with you in prayer, hallelujah, because we already know that we no longer stand by ourselves, the angels accompany us to the altar. Then we can agree and say, Lord, your son, your daughter, they are simply saying, they want to realign back with you. Father, you are the God of all comfort. Comfort them on every side. Help them, Almighty God, and grant them attentive hearing. That when next you shall unto them, they will do what? Hear you. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right, let's pray that prayer. If you are that person, just come forward. We agree with you. In Isaiah 55 verse 6, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. This is the time now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And call upon him while he is near. God is near now. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. We honor you this morning. The posting questions for us today is that we can answer to your call when you say, where are we? You want to truly have fellowship with us. We are asking you, Almighty God, things that beset us, easily besetting us, taking us away from your presence. Help us with those things. Encourage us, Almighty God, and strengthen us. We desire to be where you want us to be and where you have placed us. Grace to abide in you. Let it continue in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting King. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Let somebody